Hello, Claire. This is the best way for me to do this, and it's actually my second attempt. So, I'm just not finding enough time to type, and it takes me too long. So, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to send this to you, and feel free, you can type it. I'm sorry, but this is the easiest way for me to do it. Okay, so, question number one. When you come back to Chicago, are there any restaurants or bars that you make a point of hitting up? Most of the places that I used to hang out with, I don't really hang out with that much. I mean, hang out at that much anymore. I used to go to the Ale Town or Old Town Ale House after shows a lot, and it was a place that I would visit or make a point of going to when I came back into town. But I don't really drink that much anymore, so or hang out as late because I'm older. So, restaurant. Well, I always make a point to go into Second City. So I don't know if you qualify as that as a bar or a restaurant, but even if, like the last time I was there for Christmas, I just walked in the lobby, nobody knew I was there. I didn't really say hello. And there's a lot of people, not a lot of people that I still know there, but I always make a point to go to Second City. I think anytime I'm in Chicago, I'll go in that building. Favorite memories of performing there? It was all of my memories are probably just one big memory, and it was all a lot of fun. I love Chicago, and my favorite memories are just my friendships that I got there that I still have. People that I'm still close with and friends with. I made lifelong friendships while I was performing there. And it was, I think, my favorite memories are just the good times I had with my castmates, the laughing and enjoyment that we got. And not just my castmates, but a lot of the people that were around Second City at the time that I was there. I was in the ETC company, but there was a main stage company, there was a touring company, and all these incredibly talented people who have gone on to do great things with their career were there at the time I was there. So it was a really good time. And those are my favorite memories. Joking around and just being friends with people and hanging out in between shows and doing shows and making each other laugh on stage and playing tricks with each other on stage. That was the most fun. What's something or someone who's not in comedy that makes you laugh on a regular basis? That would be my family, more specifically my parents, and anything that has to do with them and technology makes me laugh. I get them things, new things in technology, iPod or iPads. I get just to see how they take to it. I think it's hilarious. What's the process of creating a character, and how much stage work, or how much of it is writing or collaborating with others? Depends on what I'm doing. Obviously, when you're creating a character that is mine, it's something like. Working on Saturday Night Live, a lot of the performers come in with their own characters, but then you obviously have to work with a writer to form those characters into a sketch. And so I think it's, for me, it's an equal part. Obviously, when I'm on stage by myself and I'm doing a character that's me, perfecting that and making the character. But if I'm working, even if it's a character that I come up with, it's a collaborative effort in some way, either with a director or writer, just as much as it is with me creating a character myself. Some directors are more hands-off or less hands-off, that more of them are more involved in creating a character with you, and some of them are leave it up to you, more. So just, I guess it depends on who you're working with and what you're doing. When you do stand up, do you have a method for handling hecklers? I don't do traditional stand up usually, and so I don't really have a great method of handling hecklers because most of the time, if I'm up in front of an audience live, I'm doing some kind of character. So it's a lot harder to break what they call the fourth wall if I'm inside something to address the audience. So my method would probably be to ignore them, although there are other methods. Like sketch is different than doing stand up, but there are methods in sketch and improv that we've learned to deal with the audience. Like there's an old trick of somebody's creating disturbance in the audience, and if you're inside a scene acting like a window was open and the neighbors are yelling and you close the window, or, you know, something that brings in the disturbance that was made and you bring it into the scene. Other than that, it's usually ignoring them and moving on.
Okay.
You do a lot of impressions. Are there any that come close to nailing, but you can't quite perfect for some reason or another? I don't do a lot of impressions. And most of my impressions are of people who aren't famous. come close to nailing but can't perfect. I'd say that any impression I've ever done is that. because once I started my professional career, I found people who were much better at doing impressions than I was, and I kind of let that go. And I met people like Daryl Hammond, who were just awesome at doing impressions. It's something that I was like, oh, I can't do that, as well as those people. So I don't really concentrate on it that much. And don't find that much of a reason to do it, although I do take people that I meet or see and do impressions of them and create characters from that. That's something I do often. But I don't have to really nail that because most of the audience doesn't know the people that I'm doing the impression of. Number 7, what are some comedies, TV or movie, that you stop and watch if you're scrolling through the channels and found randomly? Anything with myself. If I see my face come up on something, I will definitely stop and watch it. Other than that, depending on what mood I'm in, you know, it could be for any reason why I stop and watch something. What I want to be inspired by, something I want to take from, something I want to steal from, something I want to laugh at. It could be anything. Let's see. What number 8? You've been on miniseries that came and went too early, at least according to their fans, and to me too. If you could have added one more season to just one of the shows you were on, which one would you choose and why? It would have to be, I'd say, Lucky Louie. I'm just curious to see what that show would have turned out to be. I thought it was really early, and it was going to be somewhat difficult to find the rhythm and the type of show that it could be. Just because of we were just messing around with new territory and trying to create in a format that you've seen stuff done in so much, and trying to do something different with it, I think it would have just taken time to find itself. So I'd just be curious to see what that show would turn out to look like. Your Mr. Wizard UCB video is delightfully silly. What are some other proudest moments in terms of video shorts? I think one of my proudest moments was not even as an actor, but as a director, kind of producer, which meant I just held a camera and set it on a bag of frozen peas. Jerry O'Connell and I made a video parodying Tom Cruise's, it was kind of an underground video that got leaked. It was a Scientology. It's something we was talking about Scientology. And what we were making fun of was just the jargon that nobody else understood, not so much making fun of Scientology, although I'm not above that. That was our proudest moment because it just went viral so quickly. I mean, we did it in a day, and then the next day it was all over the place just because that was in the news and we got it out quickly. It was Jerry's idea, and I happened to be brought into it, but it's still one of my proudest moments because it was one of those things of like, this could be really funny, and it just happened, and you're just like on that zeitgeist of like, everybody's paying attention to that joke that you made, you know, for a day. and I think that we did that, and then, yeah, well, I won't go into the story, but anyway, proudest moment, yes. As far as I can tell, you're not on Twitter. Is there any particular reason why? Do your college pressure you to get on it? Yes, they do. I am on Twitter, although I am a character on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Willie for Crack, W-I-L-L-I-E, 4, Crack, as in crack cocaine. I don't Twitter that much as that character, but I thought it would be funny that a crack addict would have a Twitter account. Okay. from the perspective as an audience member and or performer, what do you think is the hardest to get through? A bad sketch, some bad improv, or bad stand-up, and why? Bad stand-up. by far. Very tough. And as audience member or performer, and when a person is up there and they're struggling, trying to get the audience back on their side, it's much easier to do when you have somebody else with you. At least if you have somebody else with you, you can commiserate and say, we sucked, and you're by yourself, there's no one to commiserate with. Bad stand-up is really tough. Number 12, do Midwestern comic actors tend to stick together in L.A.? Yes. Most of my friends from the Midwest, I'm from Detroit, I'm from Michigan, I'm from Flint, actually. Most of my friends from Detroit, Chicago, even the ones from Toronto, I don't know if you'd really call that the Midwest, tend to stick together. We do. What do you typically get most recognized for out in public? Usually it's for what I've done last now. In years past, it was for Mr. Show, just because the type of fans that they have are the type of fans that will come up to you and say something. They're also very loyal and very much of, it's almost like a club. So there will be the people that will come up and say something. But as the years have gone by, usually it's whatever I've done lately, you know, that people will recognize. What are you working on now that we can see you in soon? I've just done some episodes of Eastbound and Down, which actually just aired as I'm giving you this, so it's too late to get that out. I did an episode of The Office last week also that just aired. I'll be doing more episodes of The Community. I have a cartoon that I've been working on that'll be coming on Comedy Central, and actually that's been taking the bulk of my work time lately, as I do a regular voice on a cartoon. It's called Brickleberry, and it should be out, I think, the winter of this year. 2012. And how does it feel to be the 306th person interviewed for Zulke.com, WBEZ? It feels great. It definitely feels better than being the 612th person, but probably not as well as the first person. But thank you for interviewing me. It's a privilege and an honor. That's it. And I hope everything goes well, and I hope this interview goes well. If you have any questions, just email me. Thanks. Bye.